USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Florence has now claimed 7 lives. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is barely moving with top winds of 50 miles per hour. In addition to causing widespread damage, the monster 350-mile-wide storm's slow progress could leave much of the region underwater. Rainfall in many places will be measured in feet. Adding to the misery, hundreds of thousands of people are without power. Kemi McCormick has more on the storm relief effort.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is working with FEMA to monitor dams in Virginia and North Carolina. The military has been preparing since before the storm for high water rescues. One official says they've literally surrounded the region with capabilities, but they won't be able to bring in aircraft or ships until conditions improve. Helicopters will be the top priority.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Witness the next chapter.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Of the unbelievable true story.
Tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
Australian authorities are warning its citizens against eating certain brands of strawberries after some have been found to contain hidden sewing needles inside. The needle scare started with the Berry Obsession, Berrylicious, and Donnybrook brands, but it has expanded to include 3 more, Love Berry, Delightful Strawberries, and Oasis brand. Officials are saying that all strawberries, regardless of the brand, should be cut before they're eaten. It's unclear exactly how many strawberries have been compromised. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has taken blunt aim at his predecessor John Kerry for what Pompeo calls actively undermining U.S. policy on Iran.
What Secretary Kerry has done is unseemly and unprecedented.
President Trump is accusing Kerry of holding illegal meetings with the hostile Iranian regime, which the president says can only serve to undercut our great work to the detriment of American people. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A Dallas mother speaks out against the officer who killed her son, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The mother of both of them, Shem Jean, demanded Friday that Officer Amber Geiger, whom she called the devil, be fired from the Dallas Police Department for fatally shooting her son in his apartment. And she blasted police for revealing they found 10 grams of marijuana in his apartment.
So her son smeared in such a way, I think, shows that they are persons who are really nasty, who are really dirty, and are going to cover up for the devil, Amber Geiger.
Family attorney Lee Merritt says Geiger should not be a Dallas police officer.
Understand whether the charge is manslaughter as it currently stands, or if it eventually goes to where it ought to be, which is murder. The city of Dallas needs to send out a message that there's no place for a woman like that on the police force.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The CDC says 7 states are now reporting obesity rates at or above 35%. John Clemens has more.
In a similar report 5 years ago in 2012, all states had obesity rates lower than 35%. But now 7 states, Alabama, Arkansas, Iowa, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and West Virginia, made the list. In the current survey, obesity prevalence ranged from a low of 22.6% for Colorado to a high of 38.1% in West Virginia. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.